And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. UL Lafayette is starting a new series, a film and lecture series called Muslim Journeys Bookshelf. It will begin tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, with a talk by Dr. Joseph Hodes, who's a historian at Tulane University. The talk will be on the third floor of Dupre Library, just outside the Ernest J. Gaines Center. The series will continue throughout the year, again featuring films and lectures. We'll be speaking with one of the organizers of the series on Thursday about what's coming up this year. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette present their next performance tomorrow evening at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. The Stage Monkeys will open this next production 7:30. Tickets are available at the door, or you can purchase them by calling Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. The annual UL Lafayette Distinguished Professor Awards Banquet will be held on Thursday, March 14th at 6 o'clock in the Cajun Dome Convention Center. Honored this year for the Distinguished Professor are Dr. King Ding, who is a professor of mathematics, and Linda Fries, who is a professor of visual arts here at UL Lafayette. And receiving the Dr. Ray Ottima Excellence in Teaching Awards will be Dr. Janice Gilbo in Nursing and Dr. Robert Willey in the School of Music. Tickets are available through the UL Lafayette Foundation. You can call them or go to the website. Acting Unlimited Incorporated presents John Biganay's play Shotgun. It will continue this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available through the Eventbrite site, shotgun.eventbrite.com, or you can call Theater 810. The Eunice Players Theater opens its 44th season with the comedy The Glass Mendacity. It's a two-act spoof of Tennessee Williams' most famous plays. It opens on Thursday, March 14th at the Eunice Players Theater in Eunice and will run through March 23rd. Tickets are available by calling the theater or going to their blog spot or Facebook page, Eunice Players Theater. LSU history professor Alicia Long will be giving a lecture on her Louisiana Women's Oral History Project. This is a part of the celebration of March being Louisiana Women's History Month. There will be a series of talks. Alicia Long will be speaking this Thursday, March 14th at 6:30 in the UL Alumni Center. The presentation is on her ongoing oral history project on Louisiana women. She has collected over 80 oral histories now. That will the title of her lecture is Listening to Louisiana Women, Future, Past, and Present. All are invited. It's a free lecture co-sponsored by the Center for Louisiana Studies and the UL Lafayette History and Geography Department. Anders Osborne will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this Thursday and Friday in the theater. It's part of Crossroads. For more information, you can go to the ACA website for tickets. And Vermilionville has several events coming up. This Friday, there will be natural Easter egg dyeing from 10 until 4 as a part of their ongoing Easter series. If you can't make it during the day, tonight as a part of the Center for Louisiana Studies series, the Backyard series, from 6:30 until 8:30, there is a free natural egg dyeing workshop that will take place. That's tonight at Vermilionville. On Saturday, the Seed to Skillet series begins 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Greg Guidros will be showing you how to plant, care for, and gather crops for you and your family. Art Through Cinema is a monthly film screening program that the Visual Arts Department at UL Lafayette runs. This year, they will be screening feature-length animated films. And this Friday, March 15th, they will be screening A Cat in Paris. It is a French animated film. It's at 1 o'clock. It's free and open to the public. 1 o'clock in Fletcher Auditorium. That's room 134. The Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday with Bonsoir Catin in Parc Sanssouci from noon until 1. Downtown Alive will feature Corey Lede and his Zydeco Band in Park International. That's on Friday, March 15th. On the 15th, there will be a guest flute and piano recital. Frances Averett and Elizabeth Temple of Shenandoah Conservatory will be in Angel Hall in the Choral Room at 7:30 this Friday, March 15th. It's free and open to everyone. There will be a Celtic evening in Bro Bridge this Friday, an Irish cultural celebration. There will be Irish dance, with Sheila Ryan Davern and her School of Irish Dance. Tony Davern and friends and Farouche will be performing Irish music. That's an Irish cultural celebration in Brobridge this Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. That will be at Joie de Vivre, a coffee and culture cafe in Brobridge. In Lake Charles, the Pajama Game opens on Friday at the Acts Theatre. It will run March 15th through the 24th. For more information, you can stop by the Acts website. Harvey will open this Friday at Cité des Arts. The Tea Sippers of Lafayette will be performing Harvey Friday, March 15th through the 24th. Tickets are available through Cité des Arts. And this Saturday, there will be a reading in the Gaines Center. The UL Creative Writing Program will present writers Michael Jeffrey Lee and Shom Das Gupta. They'll be reading from their fiction. That will start at, that's in the afternoon, 3:30 in the Gaines Center this Saturday, March 16th. It's free and open to everyone. And the UL Symphony Orchestra will give a free concert this Saturday, March 16th, featuring guest string performers in Angel Hall. And we'll be telling you more about that later on this week. And in just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.